May the Lord Jesus bless us with vigilance and energy as we live to please him and touch others with brotherly love. And may he find us about his business when he comes. Jesus began, "My precious dove, there is so little left to say right now except for exhortations to holiness and to care particularly for those around you and those I send to you. Make peace with anyone you are holding grudges against. Do not leave behind grudges. Do not leave behind loose ends. See to it that you are at peace with all men to the best of your ability. For some, this will be a very difficult decision and endeavor. But may I say, the more difficult, the more necessary it is. Some will feel deep guilt when you are gone, and I would like you to lift that off them now. Make peace with them. It may not have been your fault, but you can still apologize. Oh, Lord, how many times you do this with me. Just as an aside, dear ones, there have been times when I totally deserved hardships and losses because of my bad behavior or romping around outside the sheepfold. Mostly my love and addiction for beauty and nature. I'm sure you who frequent Pinterest know exactly how much time you can waste following beauty. In any case, when I'd go off on a time-wasting tangent and something important got neglected and I suffered consequences, still, if it was painful, the Lord would come and hold me and tell me, "I'm so sorry." Even though he wasn't the cause of it, he would apologize and be compassionate and understanding. So if God Almighty can say he is sorry when it is not even his fault, certainly we can say it even when it wasn't our fault. Many times people perceive things to be our fault when in fact it is theirs and they're projecting it onto us. Even then, the Lord is asking for us to be compassionate and clean up the loose ends so that those who are left behind do not have the additional burden of guilt and alienation from you and powerlessness to do anything more about it. I'm sure some of you know how badly it feels when someone dies and you didn't get a chance to say, "I'm sorry, I love you," or they didn't make amends with you. So for the sake of others, please consider making peace and be certain that your hearts are not holding unforgiveness. That is something only Holy Spirit can show us, but we must ask. Jesus continued, "That is my point, dear ones. I want you to be free and clean of any earthly entanglements when I come for you. I want to see you totally freed from bitterness and the unforgiveness that has entangled you in the past, as well as free from others still being embittered over you or attached to you. You cannot please everyone, but you can at least make an attempt at resolving past conflicts. In time, I can work with those you attempted in great humility to make peace with and loosen their bondage to the past. Truly, the tyranny of memories is a slow-killing poison that robs a soul of his life in the present moment. Once you've made your peace as best you can, when the enemy tries to assail you with guilt and condemnation or things of the past you can no longer rectify, let them drop like a stone into the ocean. Do not wrestle with should-haves and should-not-haves. Simply let them drop like a stone into the ocean of my mercy for me to resolve. The tendency to fight or rationalize these thoughts only draws you deeper into the conflict. I already have a resolution in my time. I already have a provision in my time. Abandoning these to me is your sure and healthy answer to them being worked out. Then you are free from the fetters of the past and fully here with me, fully mine, not chained to guilt-racking thoughts from the past. This is one secret of a joyful life in me, being truly present to me right here and now as I am truly present to you. So much beauty passes you by because your mind is preoccupied with the past or the future. If you have examined your heart carefully and repented, you can live with me now because the past and the future are mine to negotiate. You are to be like a little child with her hand in Daddy's, walking along the seashore of life, finding ever new joy in the treasures and opportunities I toss up in the tides every day. Oh, how blessed is a soul that has abandoned all their cares into my capable hands. I will surely commune with them continuously because their minds are free from earthly encumbrances. You were beautiful to look at, my bride. Do not let your brow furrow with concerns of the past or the future. It only mars your beauty and reveals your lack of trust in me. Oh, how beautiful is the soul whose only expression is the wonder and peace of my presence in their lives from moment to moment. You have seen how some mature and elder Christians still look young. The peace you see resting on their faces is the fruit of diligently rejecting those thoughts the enemy is continually bombarding you with to wear you thin and shorten your life, injecting bitterness and remorse. Happy the soul who commits it all to me. I can truly be the joy of your countenance from moment to moment. Let this peace be with you now, my beautiful brides. Be sure to leave behind you no loose ends. Rather bless those you have known with the freedom of forgiveness and brotherly love. I am with you in this, and I will touch their hearts.